Thanks for joining us on Community Connection, the annual Parrishville Hopkinton Central School Arts in the Park Festival. It's coming up in June. Natalie Wendig is president of the Parent Teacher Organization, and she joins me on the show this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Arts in the Park.
So the Arts in the Park component of the festival is actually run by the Fine Arts Department at the school. So they bring together their students and they showcase their artwork as well as have live music performances there. They also are organizing community art vendors to come in. So there'll be art vendors there selling their artwork as well.
I love that community connection. Ding, ding.
Right? Yeah, there's a bunch of community connection within in the event. And that's part of the goal, is to bring the community together.
Okay. This is what, a couple of years running now?
So this is the second actual year that it's happening. We had it scheduled a year prior to last year's, but there was a lot of flooding in Parrishville, and it happened to be on the same weekend, and the entire event got canceled.
So what grades are we talking?
So this will be the high school grades that will be there performing.
Freshman through senior?
I believe so. That's not really my forte. I run the whole PTO side of things with the run and the community resources, the touch a truck and all those things. And the fine arts department runs the other. And then we have meetings periodically to check in with each other.
Love it. Okay. So you have a color run?
Yeah. So we will have a color run portion to the event. Basically, it's a fun run. It's not like a timed race or anything like that. You can choose to do a 1 mile loop or you can do a 5K. It's through the nature trail at the Parrishville Park, and you might get some color powder thrown at you.
That's the color part of it.
That's the color part of it, right? Is people like the color powder thrown at them.
Why is this important?
I think this event is important because it's sort of an end of the year celebration of our students, our community, our school. We also showcase that we have raised the money for the school supplies for the following year. So prior to this event, our PTO members go out and we solicit local businesses in the community that will support the school in buying all of the school supplies for all the students next year. So
what are the school supplies? We're talking like chalk, crayons?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it?
Yeah, you're talking like pencils, markers, crayons, even like calculators and some other things. We were fortunate to also get some grants this year. Now that we're an official nonprofit, we applied for grants and so that'll be a new task and a big task for the PTO because since some of the supplies are grant funded, we will need to purchase those and provide the receipts to the grant foundations. So yeah.
Again, big job.
It will be a big
rewarding.
Job.
Rewarding.
It is rewarding. What we love about it is that when the students come into school, they all have the same supplies. And that's just nice. It just, everything is consistent. Nobody has something, you know, that looks different than the next kids, as well as it's helpful to certain families to not have to go out and purchase those supplies. And also it really helps our teachers, which is one of our primary goals, because then they actually get the supplies that they're really wanting to use. Like they have some specific things they prefer. And if we purchase it, we know that it's what they were looking for versus sometimes families. It's a level playing field.
Yeah. Okay. So talk about that day and what people need to know about it.
They need to register for the run if they want to participate, which you can go to our website, which is phcspto.com. The festival starts at 10 o'clock. And if you're planning on running, wear running shoes, a white t-shirt. It is a nature trail run. So although all ages are welcome, I wouldn't bring a stroller. And then enjoy the festival. And there will be food. Our Sons of AmVets in Parrishville is doing hot dogs and hamburgers. We're having Sugar Valley Bakery there, S&K Nutrition, and Friends of Parrishville is doing popcorn, snow cones, cotton candy, frozen coffee, lots of things to enjoy. There's games. There's a touch a truck. Just come out and enjoy it.
And of course, all those proceeds go to help buy these supplies, right?
Yeah.
Or
so
at least some of it.
Actually, it's been really exciting this year because all of our food vendors have offered to take a portion of what they earn there and give it right back to the school.
Awesome. All right. What's the date again, Natalie?
It is June 13th. It's a Saturday, 10 o'clock to 2.
All right. Let's hope for good weather.
I am praying for good weather this year.
Okay. Natalie, thank you so much. Good to see you.
Yes. Good to see you again.
And when Will is in the studio, too. Shout out to Will.
Hi, Will.
He's the photographer.
Yes.
for radio.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow on Community Connection.